You can thank veteran receiver and big-time trash talker Steve Smith for this one. When the Panthers beat the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football in November, Smith had a particularly physical battle with Patriots defensive back Aqib Talib. Talib left the game early with an injury, but nothing serious. Afterward, an NFL Network reporter asked Smith about the matchup.
What happened between you and Talib on the field early in the game?
I don't know. You go ask him, because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
And that phrase went viral. It started trending on Twitter. Bojangles used it to promote its sweet tea the next day. People posted YouTube videos of toddlers saying it. And the NFL Network unveiled a Steve Smith ice sculpture.
Oh, my Lord. Look at that. Ice up, son.
Amateur musicians got in on the act, too, remixing songs with the phrase. Vanilla Ice, anyone?
All right, stop. Panther fan and listen. Now we're back to the winning tradition.
Or if gangster rap is more your style.
Ice up, son. What's up, Carolina?
Brian Young from Lexington, North Carolina, made that one.
I had the NFL Panthers director or something email me, and of course I can't sell it.
Young says he's not selling it. He just wants other Panthers fans to enjoy it online.
I just kept it on YouTube, yeah, because, I mean, I'm not making no money off of it. If they sue me, they ain't going to get nothing. They'll just be practicing.
But some people are trying to make money off of it. Chris Bowens owns a web development and consulting firm in Uptown, which he says is involved in trademarking and copywriting.
It was the very first thing that came to my mind. I've got to go check and see if the trademark's there.
No one had applied to trademark it. Steve Smith says he's not interested in doing so, so Bowens applied. It's unclear how likely he is to get it, but if he does...
I don't suspect that, you know, we'll go knocking on doors and like, hey, you know, you're going to owe me money. But for now, I think it's fun. I think everyone, you know, there's a lot of printing presses in the basements out there that are printing shirts and, you know, capitalizing on the moment.
You can find those shirts all over Charlotte. Inside a shop called The Sporting Gent, owner Mark Williams says his version is selling like crazy.
We got about 30 of them and sold them like that. I mean, they just went out so fast.
At $35 a pop, Williams partnered with another North Carolina business to make them. Jess Monday walked in and went straight for them.
I mean, these shirts are, I mean, it's the best one I've seen yet.
Monday buys one. He says he hears people from all over North Carolina use the phrase.
You get in an argument with somebody, just tell them to ice up. You know, you don't even have to say the sun. You can just say ice up. Like, I'm a Duke fan. I remember Carolina lost to somebody the other night. I was like, ice up, Tar Heels.
In the Carolina Panthers locker room, the players are still having fun with it, too. Here's fullback Mike Tolbert.
This carpet in here, we call it the carpet monster because you can walk and trip. And as soon as somebody trip, you can hear out of nowhere, hey, you better ice up, son. The carpet just got you, you know. So it's little things, but we still joke around with it, yeah.
And the guy who first coined ice up, son, Steve Smith, has one of the shirts now. And he says there's a reason everyone is having so much fun with this.
When it makes everything funnier. It makes the sweet tea sweeter. It makes the meals nicer. Go to a restaurant, you know, you get a few free meals. Winning gives you a lot of different things.
The Panthers will try to keep winning on Sunday at Bank of America Stadium. Ironically, Smith will be coming off his own injury. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.